listening to the Broadcast Basement On Demand Radio Network.
It's the podcast in the Broadcast Basement.
BroadcastBasement.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Almost a weekend and you don't know what to do. Or you just need something fun to listen to.
Southside Pod!
Yes, we're on the air.
Southside Pod!
And the gang's all here, all things on the South Side. We're listening to the South Side Pod. Looking for the best South Side breweries. Or you might just need an awesome place to eat.
Southside Pod!
Mount Greenwood Evergreen.
Southside Pod!
Blue Island Beverly. Pay listen, all sub to. You're tuned in to the Southside Pod.
Southside Pod!
Oakland Midlothian!
Southside Pod!
Oak for Chicago Ridge, Flossmoor, and Bridgeview. You're listening to Southside Pod!
I went to my doctor. It's a brand new doctor I got. I've used him on some of the podcasts before.
What kind of doctor?
Just a specialist? General practitioner. Just a family doctor. Because I kind of stopped going to doctors. I don't know what happened. I decided I wasn't going to go, like, I was too busy to go to a doctor. So I go to him. And this is the most stressful thing in the world when you know you're a middle-aged guy and you haven't had a doctor look at you in a couple of years. Because
yeah,
right away you're like,
is it time for him to do that oil check?
No, it
That's
wasn't
what
that.
I'm worried about.
I was worried about the blood test. Like, I was like, he's going to find out I have, like, 17 things wrong with
right.
me.
Right. You don't know you're sick until you go to the
right.
doctor half the
yeah,
time,
right? I still eat and drink like I'm in my late 20s and I'm 44 years old.
You hear about these people that are
old.
Healthy as hell. Like, I'm good. Oh,
right.
oh, I'll go to the doctor. Boom, stage 4 cancer.
And they're dead.
What?
Yeah.
And
as if the doctor gave it to him.
Correct.
Right. That's
Which
what I was
I'm convinced of. My wife will tell you.
Like, that's why you don't go.
Dad,
like,
never.
If I never go to the doctor, I can't get stage
if
4
I'm
cancer.
If I'm not bleeding or
right.
I can't breathe, I ain't going to the doctor because they give you cancer.
But anyway, I go there, and this is what the basic analysis was. Like, he did a, you know, everything from blood pressure to blood test and everything else like that. I'm a Southsider.
Sure.
It was just so obvious. Like, when he came back at 44 years old, he's like, generally, you're pretty good. Your bad cholesterol's a little high,
yeah.
but it isn't like dangerous. And, you know, your liver test comes back that it seems as though you may drink. And I was like, yeah, I do. And then it was kind of like, maybe a little bit too much salt in your food. I'm like, oh, all right. So basically the entire Southside diet
right.
was bad for me. That was
right.
basically what it was.
Sure.
So then I was like, okay, well, I'll cut back on some stuff. You know how hard it is to cut back on this stuff?
Living in the South Side?
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It's impossible. Like, there's nowhere for me to eat. There's nothing that I do normally that would, like, fit within his recommendations
right.
to get me back
like,
to normal.
Like, if you don't
things.
Order, like, from, like, Rosie's
right.
on, like, 95th and Cicero, like, at least once a month, like,
right.
they'll just bring it to your
right.
door eventually.
Right. Like, if I come home...
We noticed you haven't eaten a gyro in a month. Have one on us.
Right. I mean, like, this is the place where it's natural and normal to pour cheese on your French fries.
Absolutely.
Right. And if you don't do that, you're a crazy person, right?
Like,
and you have
to specifically tell people when you order fries that you don't want cheese.
Right. I mean, I'm sure the bad cholesterol comes from after I go to the bar and on the way home, there's a White Castle's every half mile. You know, and I'm riding home.
And
I'm
you
like,
hit
yeah,
all of that.
Couple of sliders.
Right. Should I just get a 10-stack of the first one? No, just get 3 at a time. 3 at a time.
Just 3 at a time. Go to the next one. It's a whole ride home.
It keeps me sober. Little breaks.
Soaks it all up. Soaks
Little
it all
breaks.
Up. Right, right, exactly.
A pitcher of beer, a pitcher of beer. Let's order another pitcher of beer. That pitcher of beer should come over here. I love that pitcher of beer.
This is, as Bill said, much bigger than we thought it was going to be. We're at the Evergreen Park Oktoberfest. It's basically 97th and Holman, where Circle Park is in their community center. There's food. It's like a taste of Evergreen Park. There's all kinds of stuff for kids. It's a massive party. And we've got Open Outcry hanging with us, Bill. What are you drinking?
I am drinking their Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
And it is delicious.
Yeah.
As you said before, Evergreen Park can drink. And I think that's EP Drinks is like the new name of this fest. Thanks to Open Outcry.
EP Drinks, that's for sure. John Brand from Open Outcry standing here with us. He's got one of the best breweries on the South Side, if not the best. John, tell us a little bit about this Oktoberfest.
So we brought October Effect. It's our October
fest-inspired harvest ale. Multi-sweet. Starts off semi-sweet, finishes semi-sweet. Traditional German hops. It's a real, real nice fall, traditional fall drinking beer. It's not high in the ABV. You can have a couple of them. And it's moving well here. We already killed the first keg of it. So
yeah, people here drink a lot. Yeah. Evergreen Park's one of those places. You also did a Hefeweizen, which I have tried before. I tried it earlier on this evening. That is a solid. I mean, those are hard to make. Tell me a little bit of how that got made, and tell me a little bit about your brewer.
And also, in the current craft beer movement, sort of rare. You don't see a lot of breweries making Hefeweizens. Our brewer, Will Turner, we talked about on your show before, he's a traditionalist. So this is a traditional German beer using traditional Hefeweizen yeast, which gives off a banana, clove, peppercorn-type note to the taste of it. And I've never really brought it to a fest before because I'm not saying it's an esoteric beer, but, you know, it's not something a lot of people are familiar with, and I've been very surprised with how it's moving. People are taking to it and coming back and getting seconds and thirds. It's on draft in the brewery right now.
Bill, I don't know if you know this, but at Open Outcry, you can now walk into the brewery and sit on a swing, and they have tables with actual hanging swings that you could sit on and drink beer at.
I mean, that sounds amazing until maybe you had about 12, like I would. Because I feel like a swing, like I'm on a swing if I'm just sitting in a normal chair. So I can have one and feel like I'm on a swing. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, how are the swings working out?
I didn't know there were so many swingers on the south side.
We had a great time at the Evergreen Park Oktoberfest this past weekend. Southside Pod giving out the bottle opener keychains, the koozies, and an awful lot of people got 5-ounce Pilsner glasses with Southside Pod on them, filled up with Open Outcry beer. Thanks to them for helping us out. It is now time for your Southside Pod word on the street. Here's what's going on in your neck of the woods. In Crestwood, their embattled mayor, Lou Presta, is stepping down on Thursday, the day this episode comes out, October the 7th. He is citing health issues, per the Chicago Tribune. The village board will name a trustee to act as mayor all the way until April of 2023 at a meeting on that same day. The 71-year-old Presta, though, will be taking a newly created position with the village that will pay him the exact same salary. How many of you guys can leave your job and keep the money? That's Southside. Haunted Hayride tickets are for sale now in Palos Hills. Register to take part in their annual Spooky Hayride, taking place on Friday, October the 27th and Saturday, October the 30th at Bennett Park. Tickets can be pre-purchased at the Palos Hills Community Center, 8455 West 103rd Street. It's $5 if you're over 10, $3 if you're 10 and younger. For more information, 708-430-4500. Also in Palos, Moraine Valley is changing their COVID-19 testing hours. Those new hours have already begun. The Palos Hills campus at 9000 West College Parkway will continue to have testing on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays. Building M, Room 1, 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 9 until 6:30. Their education center out in Blue Island at 12940 will have testing Tuesdays, 9 a.m. until noon. And in Tinley Park at the Southwest Education Center, Mondays, 9 a.m. until noon, and Thursdays, 4 until 7. If you have questions about any of this, call the college at 708-974-4300. Evergreen Park is bringing back their Fanta Sci Fest. It's a combination of fantasy and sci-fi with cosplay, Dungeons and Dragons, so much more. They had this event right before the COVID outbreak. This is the first time it will return on October the 30th at Evergreen Park Senior Center from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you are interested in being a part of it, email epfantascifest@gmail.com or stop by the community center at 3450 West 97th Street. And in Lamont, they have announced their trick-or-treating hours for Halloween, 3 to 6:30 p.m. on Halloween, October the 31st. I don't know, kids, back in my day, we just went out whenever we wanted to and ran from the police, but I'm not endorsing that. Not like you would do it anyway. Join us on the phone line right now. He does so many different things. He's hosting Intentional Talk. He's on the MLB Network with the other shows. I see him on Baseball Tonight. And then he's now doing something with the Blackhawks. I don't know when Steven Nelson sleeps because he also has an infant. How are you doing all of this, Steven Nelson? You're like Superman out there. How are you?
Chris, my friend, it's nice to be back with you. You are correct. There is no sleep happening. There are just naps and longer naps. But we're doing great. You know, look, as you know, the blessing of parenthood, fatherhood, there's nothing like it. It's really indescribable. This is our first. You know, my wife and I had a son, I guess now a little more than 2 months ago, and just mind blowing. Every day is special. So look, those who know me know that if I don't sleep, I am like not a pleasant person to be around. But this has changed. Now I don't have sleep, but I'm pleasant because the little fellas just makes it all right.
Yeah, like I saw this announcement and you're putting up pictures of yourself as a kid in your Blackhawk jersey with the entire family. I don't have something like that where the whole family's dressed up in Blackhawk gear. So clearly this was a big deal for you. What are you doing for them?
It's a massive deal. Look, it's again, the dream is putting it simply, but just whenever Pat Foley, I mean, who's been the voice of the Hawks for our lives, you know, whenever he is not going to be calling a game, you know, there's going to be a handful of broadcasters who fill in. You know, Sox fans will know another one in Mike Monaco. It's just a tremendous honor to kind of be in that group and fill in on that. My family to have a chance to listen to me call a Blackhawk game. I mean, it's kind of stupid saying out loud. It's wild to think that that's going to happen here in a matter of months. So, just fill in play by play, maybe do some other content stuff for the team on the side. And that remains to be seen, but just to find my spot on the rope for the Hawks and pull in the same direction. Hopefully this team can, you know, get back to where they were the last decade. And, cause you know, they're in a spot too, where not a lot is expected out of them. So maybe it can be a surprising season and a fun one in the madhouse.
Steven Nelson's a big Blackhawk fan. He's a big White Sox fan, and he's got dream jobs across the board working for MLB Network, NHL Network, the Blackhawks doing intentional talk. I mean, you're living the dream right now, my friend. I know you're exhausted because of the little one, but whenever you get a moment of clarity, just remember, you're living the absolute dream. And if you're going to be in Chicago calling games, man, let me know. I'll bring you down here to the 9-foot homemade oak bar. You can join us in person at the show. We have a good time over here.
You know, you started talking about sleep, and now I'm wondering, maybe I am sleeping and this is all a dream, Chris. I'm questioning my reality.
I have a confession to make. It's true, and I'm guessing you have done the same thing. Put more time into thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for your retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree with you, and I want to help you out. I've got a local, experienced, down-to-earth guy who's a friend of this show. He's got a get-to-know-you approach and do-the-right-thing values, and he's been around for over 20 years right here on the South Side. His name is Tom Walsh. He's located on the corner of 111th and Kedzie, and he's waiting for your call. In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call someone who's invested in your success. Reach out to Tom now, 773-779-0023, or pop in at the office right on 111th and Kedzie. Tell him we sent you. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This song is called Pray. Interesting enough, a bartender told me once, like, is that song called Pay? Like, you got to pay to the Lord? And I said, you know, that's really interesting. I was writing this song and I was just sitting around feeding the baby when the baby was a baby. And she started getting spooked. And I'm like, oh, I got a nice little rhythm.
I go to church on Sunday morning. I go to church and I got to pray. I go to church on Sunday morning time. get down on my knees, I got to pray. You got to pray, hey, the Lord. Pray, pray, the Lord. I've done some things in life I ain't proud of. I go to church and I got to pray. I even shot a man down in Tennessee, buried him in a shallow grave. You got to pray, hey, the Lord. Pray, hey, the Lord. When I get down to those pearly gates, St. Peter, he gonna say, you done too many bad things in your life, son. Gotta go to church and you got to pray. You got to pray, hey, the Lord. Pray, hey, the Lord.
So I know we've had Joe Ryan from Joe Ryan the AM Drinkers on here a couple of shows here.
Yes.
And I was thinking about our guitar situation.
Well, our guitar situation?
Yeah, well, Mike is...
Is that what we're calling him now? He doesn't have a name anymore? He's just our guitar situation?
If you listen closely, it's really about the same six tunes, and he just plays them at different speeds over and over
different
again.
Speeds and right. Maybe different, like, you're like, oh, I'll just play this one in G instead of C.
That's kind of what he does. Meanwhile, though, I have a son who's learning how to play guitar, and Dominic's 13 years old, and I was becoming concerned.
Phasing Mike out for your son?
No, I don't know. Nepotism. I don't think we can, because he's been learning how to play guitar now for a year, and I've never heard him play guitar. Like, I drop him at the lesson.
You get your money back.
And then he comes back, but he never picks the thing up. And so I saw his instructor as a friend of mine. Runs a music school, Westgate Music, out in Palos. I'll give him a plug. Okay, and Dave's a very talented guy who runs that out there. You know, plays every instrument. He's, you know, got three master's degrees in music or something like that. Okay. It's insane. And I go, does the kid know how to play guitar? And he goes, Dom? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, he plays all kinds of songs. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, he sits in there, he plays this song, he plays that song, he sings.
And he doesn't do it in front of you?
He doesn't do it at home. Like, He doesn't play his guitar or sing songs or do any of the stuff he's doing in his lesson at home.
So either someone's lying to you, or he's just maybe embarrassed.
Either Dave is just, I don't think Dave's just taking my money and the kid can't play guitar. I think he's embarrassed. Like, I can't, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Because I tried the whole, like, if I don't
maybe
start
just
hearing.
Wait until he's like super good and then he's just going to like shred on you.
Yeah. He's going to put on a concert
all
of a sudden?
Yeah, right. Yeah. He lights a guitar on fire in your living room.
Like when Bill and Ted like disappeared from the stage in San Dimas and then they came back as Wild Stallions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for that his moment.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
He'll play like a Van Halen solo in your living room.
Well, supposedly he can play Van Halen, but I haven't heard any of it.
Maybe you're not ready.
Would you tell him, like, if I don't hear a song soon, I'm going to stop paying for these lessons? Because I'm thinking of that. Like, what am I paying for if I don't
date,
see it?
I would set a date, like, set by a this date? Time.
By this point, I want to hear what you do.
If you can't play, you know, Jimi Hendrix, the Star Spangled Banner, then lay your guitar and fight.
We're going to go out of the front yard, and you're going to play.
Yeah.
And if you suck... You're done.
You're done. Not if you suck.
No pressure, though, because I love you. Yeah, I love you.
I love you.
I love you so much.
Right.
No pressure.
Maybe
try not to suck.
Maybe we'll pick a different activity for you. You can't play the guitar solo from a jump.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's the Southside Pod.
It's the Southside Pod.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's the Southside Pod.
It's the Southside Pod.
OMG.
OMG.
It's the SSP.
It's the SSP.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's the Southside Pod.
It's the Southside Pod. What's your name?
I am Janine.
All right, Janine, where are you from?
I am from the Evergreen Ashburn Double Dutch 40 Plus Club. We meet on 87 and Kidzie every Wednesday.
She claps a lot.
She does. Yes. Yes. You should see the smile on her.
I know. So how do you, first of all, how do you get into doing Double Dutch? I see people do it all the time, and I go, no way I could do this.
Well, actually, our founder, Pam Robinson, she came up with the idea as part of just getting women together to remember old times. And so we got together. She formated a club, and we come in together and we just come in and fellowship. It's for fitness, fellowship, friends, and we just come together and vibe.
How hard is doing double dutch?
Simple.
You ladies make it look so easy.
She was so excited she slapped the microphone there.
Yes,
okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm
slap my microphone.
You make it look so easy, and I know it's not easy.
It's so easy and so exciting. The adrenaline starts flowing, and we just want to spread fun, fitness, and fellowship. You know, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful.
So what age groups do this? Do you get the kids?
40 plus.
I have a hard time doing anything like an
activity. We have members as old as 87 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Doing double dutch?
Yes.
No way.
We had a woman came out at 83 on Wednesday of last week. Yeah. Oh, God. 83.
So how old were you when you started doing double dutch?
You know what? I just actually started.
No way.
3 months ago, my sister told me about the club. She's in Baltimore. And so, again, this is a movement that's on the move. And I am so excited that my sister told me about it. I do not miss a Wednesday.
It's a movement that's on the move. I'm behind your movement.
Right now, really, when we come on 87, it's over 50 women that show up on 87.
We do double dutch at 87 that gets it.
We're doing double dutch. We're doing hopscotch.
Wow.
Hopscotch.
We're doing Chinese.
So how do people find you, like, if they want to do this?
They can go on Facebook, 40 plus double dutch, and they'll see it. It's nothing, no membership fee. Only thing that we ask is that you get a T-shirt, and on the back is our age. Yes.
That's your age?
Yes.
Janine, 50. Janine, 57.
You're 62 years old.
You do not look your age.
Yes, wow. God is good.
God is
wow.
good. Yes.
I hope at 57 years old I could just jump, let alone have to get over a rope.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things that Country Financial stands for. They're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of your community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. And since Country is already your neighbor, they want to get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, Mike Thauer, today at 708-425-1559 to talk about the things that are important to you and how he can help you protect them. It is now time for your South Side Soundcheck. Live music is back at many venues. Check out these. Let's start off in Crestwood this weekend. Saturday night, 9 p.m. until midnight, the band is called Meltdown, and they will be playing the Thirsty Beaver in Crestwood at 5599 127th Street. Earlier in the day, the Taste of Burr Ridge is going on, and from 5 p.m. until 6:30, Ara will take the stage at the Burr Ridge Village Center. Ara looks like a takeoff of ABBA when I look at their logo. They cover classic rock. And probably ABBA. In Frankfurt at 23320 South LaGrange Road at CD and Me, Hairbangers Ball will be performing the night this episode comes out, Thursday night, 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. Kick off your weekend early. But as the weekend goes on, you head to Marionette Park maybe and you check out 115 Bourbon Street. A ton of acts playing there this weekend, including one of my favorites, the Ron Burgundies on Saturday night at 10 p.m. And if you have anything that you would like to share with us so we can share it with everybody else, go to SouthsidePod.com, send us a message. I'm very, very happy that I decided not to coach youth sports this fall. I think that I'm done.
What did you coach before?
I coached soccer for both of the kids as they grew up. I coached Little League. I coached girls 12-inch softball. I actually...
None of which you excelled at as a youth.
I was pretty good at baseball. I made a few all-star teams. I was actually pretty good
at
it.
You're like a soccer guy.
No, I'm not. I coach soccer. This is my philosophy with soccer.
I don't know what a soccer guy looks like.
Yeah.
But to me, they're like Brazilian.
I played a little hockey when I was younger, so okay. Everything I did was hockey tactics. Okay. I was like, all right, you're the wing. You're over here.
Yeah.
Like
now get your skates on. Yeah. What? Coach, but we're on grass.
Put that guy into the boards. Knock that kid over a little bit. A little checking out there. Yeah. Get a little fighting out there. Yeah. Right. You know,
but coach.
What I was doing with the kids when they were younger is that I would find like the most athletic kid who was a goalie, because after the goalie makes a save, the goalie's allowed to throw the ball when they're at that level as far as he wants to.
Yeah.
And so I was like, find me a kid that's got an arm.
Sure.
On these short fields that the little kids play.
You look like
on.
The coach of the replacements.
Right. That's what I do. And after the kid would make a save, they were all supposed to just break out and start running the other goal, and he would just throw a bomb down the field.
Has he ever scored
a breakaway? He scored a goal on a throw.
That's happened,
yeah,
right?
He did that. He scored a goal. Perfect. But I mean, like, that's what we did. It was like, you throw it, you kids just run after it, and somebody get your foot on it and kick it in. Like, I was not a hockey, I was not a soccer coach,
right?
That's for sure. But anyway, I coached all these things when they were real little, all the way up to like teenage years. I've coached all these things. Yeah. And I decided I was done. Like, I coached one T-ball season for Nick, who's six. And then when soccer came along, they asked me, like, hey, Chris, now that you got a little kid again, are you going to start doing it again? I'm like, no. And they're all like in shock because I was a coach. Like, I coached the other kids through that entire league. And now
there'll
I've got a kid that's back in
somebody
it.
Else.
And I'm like, no. And they just all look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you don't want to coach? My wife's like, you don't want to coach? And I'm like, it's glorious. Like, I stand there and I watch these kids and it's like herding cats and I'm not involved. And I just kind of like stand off to the side and I watch this game and I get to relax. I brought my dog up to the park the other day. I bring a cooler. I'm like, what was I doing for the last 10 years or so? No, you can't. Well, you can, but you got to hide it. Yeah. I mean, I've done that a couple times.
Oh my God.
What's
wrong with you?
Be-ba-bo-bum. Here is something really dumb. It's the dumbest thing you've heard all week.
Originally, I wanted to talk about how you could subscribe to Southside Pod at the end of the show. I was going to tell you, go to southsidepod.com and you go there and every single podcast player available is listed. You click through and you just subscribe. Make sure you have that app downloaded or go to the app directly and just search us and you can find Southside Pod. You can tell Alexa, hey, play Southside Pod. You can go to southsidepod.com, put your email address in. You'll get an email every time there's a new episode so you don't miss it. You never want to miss an episode. We've got so much going on each and every week in 30 minutes of good. But then something happened. John Cusack opened his mouth. Well, not his mouth, his Twitter. You remember John? He did Say Anything, Gross Point Blank, a couple other movies that were halfway decent, and made a lot of crap. But John claimed Chicago as his home. And he's always claimed his team as the Cubs when it comes to baseball. Heck, he wears Cubs hats in half of his movies. But in 2005, Cusack put on a White Sox hat so he could get good seats to the World Series, and it looks like he's trying to angle his way for some playoff tickets now. The White Sox are in the postseason, and John wrote on Twitter, I hope, fingers crossed, the White Sox blast the Astros. Can't wait for the Southside October baseball. John, you couldn't find the Southside with a map and extra thick glasses. I'm cool with people that aren't White Sox fans wanting to enjoy the team, but don't act like you're a Sox fan. You and the unfunny Belushi that's still alive are constantly trying to become White Sox fans whenever they're good. Rest of the time, we never see you. There's plenty of Southsiders that are trying to get tickets for the postseason. Don't be the jerk that takes up a seat that a real fan would have gotten. Stay home. You are the dumbest thing I've heard all week.
Thank you for listening to see what's happening on the Southside Pod, on the Southside Pod. Join us again and be sure to tell a friend about the Southside Pod, about the Southside Pod. All things about the neighborhood we live in, all things about the places that we go. It's the best side of Chicago, the Southside Pod.
Somebody asked Erica the other day if the fact that I do all these podcasts like bothers her. Like, hey, is it just annoying that he's always down there and he's talking on his podcast? You know what her response was? I don't listen to his shows, and it means he's not yelling at me about stuff that he doesn't like. Like, he gets it all out
this
of his system
outlet.
About his podcast. Right. I'm not going to listen to him like with the Sox one.
He's not
I'm
at
not
going to
listen to him yell about
he's
Tony La Russa or something.
With
right.
women.
Exactly.
I know exactly where he is.
Yeah. Yeah, she thinks she
this
loves it.
Perfect.
And then she comes along, though. Here's the thing. When I go to different places, like, I always invite you and Mike to go with when we go, and I go record these things,
go,
but
though.
You guys don't come to anything with me. Okay? I've even enticed you with, like, free beer, and you're like, yeah, whatever. Okay? But Erica comes with, which is hysterical because she's like, she goes along because she's like, wait a minute, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm going to this bar and then I'm going out to this distillery and then I'm going to go do this. And she's like, can I come too? No, she's going for the free drinks. Are you kidding me? If I go to a restaurant, yeah, when I show up someplace and I try out some tacos or something at like a, when we were looking for the best taco or something and she came along, she got to eat for free. You know, she's
I miss that boat.
I get drinks, I get food. She's like, I get to hang out after the bar closes because the owner's sitting there with us. Like, she loves that
stuff. She's like the groupie.
She is. She's a 40-some-year-old groupie is what she is.
That you're married to.
Who I happen to be married to with three children.